Today's episode is brought to you by Auto Gems, a detailer's best friend.
I fucking love JTM!
So then I stuck it in wrong all anyway.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible when that happens, isn't
God,
it?
God, yeah.
Anyway.
So my lights never worked then because it were crossed over and I didn't know that the setting, I didn't know about that notch. I was trying to ram it in.
Yeah.
It won't go in.
When you're trying to put the black one in the green one?
Yeah.
And the green one in the black one?
Yeah. But it won't go in. I'm like, why is it not going in? It were him that told me that they won't go in one time. I thought they were exactly the same.
Told you. I know. Didn't listen though, did
no!
you?
No!
Anyway, how we doing?
Yeah, all right. We're doing all right.
It's us three again.
It is us three again. Who is it though? Because I'm me, you're you, and you're you, aren't you? It's us three again.
Josh is doing what I did the other few weeks ago.
Working
out. Oh, I thought you meant being like a massive cunt.
No, that's not me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm here. Really? Is that what you think?
Not always.
I have my moments. And
Josh is.
So yeah,
a massive cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him. Well, he is. No, he is. To be fair,
no, he is now because now he doesn't ring me every day.
Oh, fuck off! And you fucking me. Fanny.
Upsets me.
Don't ring you every day.
Yeah. He'll send me a message about I'll give a ring later.
Well, he is never working, does. So never he's not ringing you.
Never does. Used to ring me every single day.
Pussyo.
He's always listening in on the CB.
Pussy
and if I ring him, he's like, hang on a minute, I'm just having a conversation with somebody on CB. I'm like, oh, do you know what? Fucking stick CB. I'll be backside, Josh, because I'm listening to.
Anyway.
But jelly, aren't you?
Stop airing your laundry in public, Ash.
I'm not airing my laundry in public.
Just fancies someone else now.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah, he does.
You know.
He does.
He fancies number one.
Yeah, number one.
He's got a favourite. He's got a proper man crush on Chappers,
number
hasn't
one, yeah.
Proper man crush.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chappers, he has.
I told Chappers this the other day. He was okay with it. I wasn't.
You're not going to be?
Are you jealous?
No.
Are you still dying?
I fucking am, yeah. 2 weeks this is had older me.
You were the same last week.
I know.
Have you got Terrible. Rona?
I haven't
fucking
got Rona.
Kicking Rona like it's 2020.
We'll have the cunt.
I ain't got Rona.
Didn't catch it I've last week though, did we?
No headache. I wrote like that. I'm
just fucking... Oh, it's all right then.
I'm just got a tickly cough that I can't fucking shift.
Have you got the AIDS? Is that it?
The Gades.
Oh my god, how did you get them? Because you're not with Josh anymore.
No, that's why. I think it's I'm getting that, what do you call it? What's that thing where you
withdrawal symptoms?
Yes.
There you
Daniel,
go.
Yes, withdrawal.
Like secondary Gades.
Secondary Gades. yeah.
The worst type of Gades. love Gades.
Yeah. See, it's just tickly in the back of my throat.
No, I just
there's no way Josh can reach back of your throat.
No. Yeah, well, that's why I liked him. Because I never gagged.
100% no way. Not a way.
So how are we doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm ever so tired still.
Why?
I don't know.
You're not sleeping, right?
I think we're just...
Every Saturday morning, Matthew, I don't know what you do,
do you
on
have
a Friday
on
night.
On a Friday
I don't.
Night.
Don't do much.
He don't have anything on
he
a Friday.
He had 17
night.
Bottles of wine last night.
God, no. Last time I had alcohol, what fucking Christmas do?
30, 40 pints of water.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've done Jai? Jai?
Jai?
Jai January.
For Jai, not January.
Dry January. Probably looking like a dry February as well.
Yeah.
You're boring twat.
I know.
You just don't. Just don't do it for you, does it?
No. No. So,
what's funny is there's about 40 bottles of rum and... I don't know, whiskies and all sorts of stuff.
I know, there's
there.
Some new stuff up there as well.
The trouble is, with it being in here, it's all the way down the end of the garden, isn't it?
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So if it were on a shelf in the kitchen, and he was walking past it on a Friday, and he's like, do you know what, I really fancy a bumbo.
That's the problem I have with biscuits.
Oh, same here.
And over there. Oh,
cheese
in that cupboard. Boof.
Cheese and cracker, you like with cheese and cracker? I used to always love a cheese and cracker.
Love a cheese and crackers, me.
Crumbly Wensleydale.
Wensleydale grommet.
In it.
Moon's made of cheese, you know.
It is.
Oh, isn't
true
it?
Story.
Yeah.
I like the Wednesday with the little cranberries in.
Cranberries and apricot ones.
I was just about to say, you had the apricot one.
Beautiful.
Mm,
lovely.
Not as much as the cranberries.
You know,
still dying.
And the smoky applewood.
That's nice. Mm.
You're just talking like fucking Morrison's cheese section now, aren't you?
No, Aldi.
Yeah, I like Aldi cheese.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's one of the best things at Christmas is the excuse to just have loads of cheese.
Yeah.
Buy flavoured fucking
Does
cheese.
Does anybody buy pâté any other times of the year? Yes. Except Christmas?
I fucking love pâté, mate.
Yeah, I do. You like pâté? I never buy it or eat
no,
it.
No, closest I get to pâté is your potted beef.
Oh, I like potted beef.
I fucking love potted
beef. Potted chicken as well.
No.
Look a bit like cat food though, don't they?
They do.
Some of them.
I tell you
like
what,
well.
I've just rediscovered Heinz sandwich spread.
In little jars.
Yeah.
That white one we all
bits of like, just got fucking carrots and gherkins
is
and
it got
fucking
like a
all
weird greeny yellow no, label.
Not, and it's little, all just soaked in fucking salad cream by the taste of it.
No, ones I'm thinking of then are them little Prince's little glass jars that yeah, are like no. shot size no. that used to get beef in yeah, or fucking nice. Chicken
salmon
spread
paste.
Salmon oh, I would never have salmon but
yeah
I don't like
lovely.
That. I do like that. Is that pâté then? It's not, is it? That's just
it's like pork
no,
pâté.
No, because pâté's liver, isn't it?
Oh, I would never have that.
What?
I would not eat in liver. I fucking hate this stuff.
Have you never had pâté?
I don't think so, no.
You got to have had.
I would, no. No, I'd know if I had.
I think you get like duck and orange, yeah.
well, duck I might and have
orange
had
and ones like
rings
Brussels,
a bell, duck and orange.
Some or other.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts?
No, Brussels. Is it
Brussels
called
pâté?
Brussels.
It's
Who's Russell?
Who's
Russell? And what's he doing with my pâté?
Brussels is a smooth one, isn't it? Is it the Ardennes that's a coarse pâté?
Coarse pâté? It's got bits of liver.
It's got chunks of liver in it.
Oh, no, thanks.
You'd love it.
I fucking wouldn't.
You would.
Oof. Honestly, it's nice right when it's in pâté, street. But liver, like liver.
Liver and onions.
I'm not that for years.
No girl, liver and onions.
Liver and onions or fucking kidney. No, thank you. Tastes
kidney.
Like...
What about
tastes
kidney
like,
beans?
Tastes like bad breath. Do you know what I mean? Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I think...
It tastes
you know what
like...
I think I do?
It tastes me. Like when you've got an abscess. That's what liver and kidney taste like to me.
Pâté's got like a metal-y taste to it. Like
yeah,
coins.
Like bad breath.
Yeah, I suppose.
Not for me.
Is that it's the nice. Blood? The yeah, iron nice. In the blood?
Could be, yeah.
I love black pudding.
Oh, yeah.
We had a chat the other day about...
white pudding.
I like it when people start getting grossed out by black pudding. It's like, it's irrelevant what's in it.
It's not even
it
blood,
tastes
though.
Beautiful.
It's not even blood. It's
it tastes
the,
really
it's
nice
the plasma,
though.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but at the end of the day...
It's beautiful.
You've eaten bacon, you're eating sausages.
Yeah, exactly.
The blood run through that.
Yeah, at some point.
Just
maybe not the sausage. Because it's not.
It will have touched
meat,
a little bit.
It's just the shit that's left over, isn't it? It's just stuff that's not good enough for
what, a sausage
or good enough for bacon or good enough for whatever. It's just mashed up, we added with bits of.
Black pudding.
Fucking love black pudding.
What do they add to it? It's like.
It's oats.
Oats
yeah,
in
it, yeah.
Oats and. Fucking,
it's just fat, isn't it?
Oh, it's fucking beautiful. Mm.
Lovely.
That and
but
haggis.
Yeah, haggis.
You got me onto that.
Black pudding?
Yeah.
When we had it at.
Newcliff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got Dan onto it as well. Yeah. We had it at his mate's cafe.
It was a bit squidgy. Bit
yeah,
squidgy. I do like it with a bit of crust.
Yeah, it's like same with haggis. You can overdo it, but yeah, we were talking about haggis. I was talking about it with Dicey.
Yeah,
while I were parked up.
Andy
in Wales.
McClellan don't like haggis.
Does he not?
No.
Bit weird.
No.
When I went up to Edinburgh, I had I think I mentioned it before. I had a Scotch egg, a haggis, and. Haggis and something black pudding. No, haggis and something Scotch egg, sorry.
So it was a proper Scottish egg then?
It was. Couldn't have got any more
Was
Scottish.
It runny in the middle?
No, I don't think...
Rubbish.
Don't think so. It was beautiful.
You can't say
it was
rubbish.
So Scottish.
It'll have been beout.
It were it absolutely the most.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
And yeah, nah, fucking haggis, beautiful.
I've never had haggis.
Shut up.
Is it haggis and bacon, maybe? I can't remember what it was. It was...
Probably haggis in your Scotchy bit were probably your
can't
Scottish
remember what
sausage.
It was now, but it was... Friggin' lovely.
No, I never had haggis.
Did you never stop at Lockerbie Truck Stop when that were?
No, I didn't.
I only stopped there once and then it closed down.
I think when I was going up there, I was on my way to Inverness and I ran, I was about...
you're only halfway.
Oh, yeah, I know.
At Lockerbie.
On my way to Inverness.
Shuffling miles
only,
away.
And I was like 20 minutes short of getting to Lockerbie. So I stopped at...
Oh, what's the other services? It's near...
The one before it.
It's after.
You know where I mean, don't you?
It's just after.
Summit Lake, no.
That's
further north.
Johnston Bridge or something like that.
I don't know. Can't remember.
But do you know what? I used to know all those services on the 74 because you used to go up there all the time.
You used to Kilmarnock, didn't you, quite
a lot? Never go anywhere up there.
No.
I used to enjoy Kilmarnock job.
Yeah.
No, you used back to at CB Days, we used to go all the way over to Office Holdings.
Yeah.
Office, you know, the where you buy trainers and shit from. Office.
Go and get your trainers pinched out the back of your trailer.
I did not have that happen to me, but it did happen. A whole trailer disappeared once.
Bit weird.
Bit convenient, really, isn't it? I think the theory was the guy on security at a truck stop. I'll probably best not imply.
Worrying on it.
Must have been, because in fact, they had to be.
There was
they,
very
they knew
incognito trailers,
because the paperwork
there?
Was left in security. You know, like the envelope, I think. Yeah. So you'd go and you just like a trailer swap. And you just like drop a trailer. And anyway.
My friend, I have trailer here with trainers. Don't worry, English or,
I don't know.
Or Scottish or.
I'm not into
Michael, Michael. You know.
Michael, trailer, my friend?
Trailer, my friend. Problem. No trailer.
No. Trailer.
Many, many boxes gone.
This is a thing that I've had to get used to because we run a lot of curtains.
Oh.
So I were parked up on the Scottish border the other week. And
just for a break or a night out?
For a night out.
Oh.
And it was a little bit windy. And it sounded like, because I had to open the back door on the trailer because I didn't have note in it anyway. It sounded like someone.
Please don't cut my curtains because I got fuck all
yeah,
on
exactly.
Board.
That's, that. You know, the
no
the
one gives a fuck, they'll still slash them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. But I was at Haggerston Castle in that.
They'll take your diesel instead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they can have the
diesel. It's lovely up part, that part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it was nice. Because it was windy, I thought, because there's trees on either side, I'll get parked in there, it'll be fine. It just turned it into a fucking wind tunnel.
Is that
it?
The bit that was probably the old bit of the A1? Right outside the entrance to the castle. To the
probably, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been.
Toilets
sort
outside.
Of cut the corner off, didn't they?
Yeah. It sounded like someone was running up and down the fucking roof of my trailer all night.
It might have been.
Wind.
Little tree goblins.
Fucking horrible.
One of those Scottish border gremlins.
Yeah, yeah.
You get them, you
the
know.
The guy the new will on there.
Chasing aggressors.
Yeah, wild aggressors.
Yeah.
They're
bastards.
They're hard to catch, aren't they?
Fucking
they're fast, aren't they?
I would never be able to shoot one of them fuckers.
No.
You've got to use a stick with a long net.
Yes.
Just fucking swipe it.
Scoop it.
Yeah, otherwise... Hope they get the claws caught in net as well, otherwise you're fucked. You ain't catching one because they run too quick to shoot.
Yeah.
You need something with a big...
Oh, they can like hide down like rabbit
would,
holes and shit, can't they?
Bite. Yeah.
Or is it
definitely.
A haggis hole?
Haggis hole?
Could be, couldn't it?
Well, they go down rabbit holes, don't they? Not fuck out at rabbits and take over their...
Is that what they do?
The burrows, yeah.
It's a den, isn't it?
They're little bastards.
A little wee bastards, yeah.
They would bite you.
Wonder.
Yeah.
Haggis bite.
I don't think I want to eat one now. Sound aggressive.
Well, if you eat it, it's dead, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but
just the inside.
What if it makes me aggressive?
It never
you
meant
won't
me
like me when I'm angry.
No, you'll be right.
Or do I get a Scottish accent after I've eaten it?
No, God, no, you can't do that. I'd be racist.
You can turn into Shrek.
We like crossing the line, though, don't we?
No, we're like toeing the line.
Tiptoeing around it.
Tiptoeing on the line.
Tiptoe.
Through the window.
Yeah, that's what we do with the racism, because we're all not racist. We're all nice.
We're not racist, but you
fuck
say you make stupid...
Fast as fuck, boy! That's racing.
Yeah. Steal fast as fuck, boy.
Don't think you're racist, but then you say something and then it's like, oh.
You're probably
sounds
the
like
most racist one here, Brown.
You are.
Look, I am brown. My name is Brown, so I'm more brown than you.
Yeah, you're allowed to say it then.
I don't see colour.
No. I've colour got
blind.
A colour telly.
Colour blind, aren't I?
Used to have a black and white telly. Now I've got a colour one.
You used to have... You can't
no, you don't use that. You just... It's a,
sorry, I used,
it's
to have a, used to have a grey TV. A, now I've got a colour one. Is that better?
What were it? Fucking hell.
Wouldn't you describe it as a television of colour?
A mon. Oh, we've got into a racism hole.
I'm still dying.
I think it's called a racist cul-de-sac.
A cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you need to like back up and turn around and
back it up, back it in. Let me begin.
Oh yeah.
Oh, can I change the subject?
Yep. Get it changed.
Do you know what happened to me the other week?
What happened to you the other week, Manuel?
For fuck's sake, Brown! What happened?
Went down to.
No, you
can't
no,
say
I
that.
Didn't.
Can't say where
you went to.
You went to. Or you went south to.
I drove all the way down to Cardiff.
Did it again.
I drove south ish, south west ish.
Racist and disability-ish.
Yep.
Went to Cardiff.
Cardiff-ish.
Do you know it's full of Welsh people?
Is it?
No, it's not.
Fuck off. What happened in Cardiff?
Well,
you weren't in a daft though, were you?
Basically, I did the delivery, and the next morning, we were still, me and Dan, we were still down in Cardiff. And the next morning, started the day nice and early, 9 hours off, start the day, straight onto the M4 to come back.
On the M4.
Having just about to set off, popped into Google, tell me how far away I am, all the fars. Bit of red on the M4, didn't really look into it, which was a mistake.
It was that bit before you get to Bristol, weren't it?
No, it was the bit just after I got on the flipping M4.
Right.
I don't know junction numbers, got on the M4.
Which way do you come out of Cardiff? Because I either go up through and come out at Ross on Wye, or you can get on the M5 at Bristol.
That is the way they should have gone.
Yeah.
Well, the way that you and Josh went, you know, because I actually went to the same place.
Yeah.
You know that time you drove down there and they went, you're not booked
you
in until 12
o'clock.
You had
a terrible time that day, didn't you?
With Josh?
Yeah.
No?
You got sat there
all fucking
day.
Yeah.
You got there at 10 o'clock and they went, yeah, you're not booked in until 12.
Get a lorry with a
coffee. Anyway, I was on my way
TV
down to that place and I was going to get there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I didn't know if I was going to get tipped or not because I didn't know if I had a booking time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd rang the guy and he'd not replied. Sent him a text message saying who I was, what I was fetching him, and what time I'd get there. He didn't reply.
Did he say, hi, I'm Daniel from the Just Chucking About podcast?
Yeah.
Did he reply with, oh, he didn't reply, did he? So he wouldn't have replied.
No.
Buddy, da, Daniel, how are you doing?
He ignored me. So maybe the contact number was wrong. Anyway,
green grass.
On the way down there,
stopped
for a piss, looked at my phone. I had a message from the office saying, they've been a bit weird, they've been a bit difficult. Turns out you can't get in until either 7 o'clock tonight or 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, that's...
Till 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, and this was about 3:15 in the afternoon when I got this message. I'm like, so I rang them to find out what they're on about. And says, yeah, turns out you can only have one in at a time. These are the booking times. Why the booking times weren't communicated before, because I'd started 3 hours later.
Yeah.
exactly. You know. It's
fucking ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So
ridiculous.
So that's fine. I'll just sit here for 2.5 hours, which is what I did.
Ridiculous.
So I stayed where I was in this labour for 2.5 hours, went down to there, eventually got tipped, didn't leave until about 8 o'clock, so my 15 hours was running out at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was basically, is it Cardiff Castle or Cardiff Gate?
Cardiff Gate.
Gate, the
moto, isn't it?
Yeah. That was the next junction, or the first junction on the M4 out of Cardiff. Got to it at 8:15 or something. And fortunately, there were some spaces because I don't know what my options would have been.
Laybys. Yeah. There's not many.
I don't think I'd have got to one.
No.
With 35, 40 minutes of me day. Anyway, there was space. That's fine. The next morning, 9 hours off, set off back, comes up on the matrix sign, M4 closed, junction 30 to 28.
That's the two in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't realise that was my junction. Google didn't say, it's fucked, don't go that way.
Yeah.
Turns out there'd been a fatality there during, like 9 o'clock the night before, just down the road. So it'd been closed all night. 4 hours, 3.5 hours lost in the queue to get.
And when you're 6 hours away from home as well, that's upsetting, isn't it?
Three lanes to one to get off at the slip road at junction 30, wherever it was, to get down the road onto this dual carriageway and basically to get the other side of where this accident was.
Yeah, well, if the way I'm telling you to go is I would have gone towards Ross on Wye and come out at Strensham Services on the M5, it takes you follow the sign for Merthyr, don't you? Merthyr Tydfil. And then I can't remember the name of the road, but you follow the signs for that, and then you start picking up signs for England.
Well, while I was
England
stationary for absolutely hours, I was absolutely furious because I'd. Why?
Did
I want to know.
Aggressively shake your fist as you went past.
I was.
You silly billies.
I was spewing because it was so early in the morning, and all I had to do was drive home, and I could have gone any different direction had I have known.
Yes.
Why are you allowed to get on a motorway that's
if it's
closed?
Shut, yeah.
Why?
I agree with you.
Why?
I agree.
How is it not a system in place to say, unless you're getting off at the next junction, don't bother.
Yeah, fuck off.
It'd have been better to go the other way. So basically, I could have gone up the A470, is what I... Yeah, that's the one you're on about, Merthyr Tydfil.
It is.
So had, while I was stationary in the traffic for hours, I'm looking, thinking, if I'd have just,
you
know...
It takes you through the middle of the country rather than...
I'd have gone up and then across.
Yeah.
And I had a lovely drive.
I think the M4 is the quickest way to get into England.
Yeah.
From Wales. But it's... I've naturally always gone that way anyway.
Yeah.
Up to it. Merthyr.
Up to Merthyr and A40 Abergavenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been that way a couple of times.
It's a nice drive as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Probably not great for your micro eyes.
No, but it's better than sitting in...
None of Wales is good for your micro eyes.
No, it's not, is it? It's fucking terrible. Hell.
Not at all.
It's just annoying. It's just annoying. Why? Why? Like, hundreds and thousands of cars were just... Not hundreds of thousands, but thousands of cars also just...
All the Welsh people.
Just like...
Well, fucking hell, this is taking Welsh. Some time, this, you know? Fucking sat here.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it to Welsh.
Right, like Welsh accent, mate.
Upset me, did.
What, the Welsh accent?
No, just...
Oh, you're Welsh,
I was going to say. Fucking racist, Brown. For God's sake.
Oh, no, I like the Welsh accent.
It's nice.
I like Welsh people. They always seem to be nice. I don't think I've ever met or spoken to a Welsh person who thought... You're a bit of a dick.
You remember
Norman? Really nice, aren't you?
Remember
they?
Norman friendly. From White Fireman Sam?
Naughty Norman.
Yeah, he used to set fire to things. There's a kid in our village.
It's a good job
like
he was
ginger.
Yeah,
Fireman Sam.
Glasses.
Don't you think Fireman Sam would have been dead boring if there were no Norman? Because there'd have been no fires to put out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Postman Pat with no letters, isn't it? Just going round the village. Fucking meow.
Yeah,
go come on,
fast.
Jess.
Postman Pat. Fucking Nora.
He had a Jess as well, didn't he? That's what his cat were called.
Oh, yeah. Jess the cat.
Jess the cat.
So that was your day in Wales.
That was rubbish.
Tell us about your day in Wales.
I don't mind having long days, but if it's sat for 3-4 hours unnecessarily in traffic or whatever.
Yeah, that was like when me and Josh went and we got there. Canelli, I know you're not booked in till 12, you got to wait there. Like, fuck's sake, we don't have booking times.
It was Friday as well, weren't it?
Yeah. Brought these fucking booking times in, and then they throw that into mix, fucking 7 or 7.
Yeah.
You're getting there at what, 4 o'clock?
So me and Dan were both going down to at the same time. We were like basically part of the same load. And so it was like, what, that I go in at 7 in tonight and he's at 7 in the morning? Not happening. So he just followed me in and they just tipped him.
Well, he only had one on as well, didn't he?
Yeah, we both went to York to get what was going to be 8 wheel sets each. Then they were like, yeah, we can only find maybe 11, maybe 10, maybe 12, we don't know yet. All right, yeah, there's only 10. Well, there's no point putting 8 on me and 2 on him, so I'll just put 10 on me. Spoke to our office and they're like, yeah, that's fine.
So they dare you think for yourself.
Well, I checked with the office, checked that they were cool with it, and they were. So then they put 10 on me, and then they were like, yeah, we found another one. I'm like, really?
Warrington,
can't you just pretend you haven't found it, otherwise he's going to have to go down all the way down there with one. And they were like, yeah, sorry. So Dan left with one, I left with 10, and then they sent Dan to Warrington to pick something else up to go to Cardiff. So while I was sat in that lay-by for hours and hours and hours, Dan had gone via Warrington and come down to meet me, and he met me in the lay-by. Just as I were ready to go, he pulled up behind me to have his
brain in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
I did Westbury and Cardiff once. I went up to York, picked some wheel sets up, and I had a collection in Westbury the next morning.
After Cardiff.
So I had enough space on the trailer to get the Westbury on that day and then over to Cardiff, and then all I had to do was run back up to Doncaster the next morning. So I can't remember where I got to, but I think I got to Strensham. Because what I did was, when I got to Westbury, obviously all the original stuff was loaded on the headboard.
Yeah.
I knew them at Cardiff weren't going to move the stuff from Westbury forward. So I was like, do us a favour, take them two off here, put them on the back, put them sleepers on the front for me. And they was like, yes, I'll mate. Lovely guys.
It's nice when that happens.
Lovely guys. But that was before tip times. Which seemed to throw a bit of a spanner in the works, because you could just turn up whenever, because it was 24 hour, weren't they?
Mm. Cardiff, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my paper didn't have a booking time in it.
No. Did forklift driver not say out? Because when me and Josh were down there, it's like, you've been sat down there for how long? Fucking hell, you should have just come straight in.
Well, we got the message Oh, a message come through to say that you're only allowed one in the delivery area, loading yard.
It is the worst time. Little area, though, isn't
it? It's shit. There's cars everywhere, and then every little corner's is like a bit of equipment.
Yeah. Corners getting fucking more fucking pointy out every fucking time.
Yeah, and as I'm going round it, obviously you were saying about visibility in the new Volvos isn't the same as the Scania. So yeah, I was struggling to have the confidence to get round because I'm thinking right,
back of your trailer.
Yeah, I'm like, well, it looks like there's enough space, and then sure there's enough space because trucks come down here all the time.
That's where experience comes into it, isn't it?
So I thought, well, if I'm as far over at my front as I'm taking as much space as I can going round,
yeah,
my trailer should just miss all that shit.
You know you're going to clear it, but you can't see yourself clearing it, which is. But you do know because of experience.
You do know, yeah.
You do know.
Do, don't you?
Because of experience, you're going
to
clear
said
it.
But they said you're only allowed one in at a time, so we timed it. So I got there, and then Dan was going to come around afterwards. Dan got to security and went, she went, oh yeah, your colleague just got down there, so you go down and meet him. And he was like, I thought we were only allowed in one at a time,
baby.
And she went, no, you're allowed in two at this time.
Is it that little chick that looks like a crackhead?
Looks like a crackhead.
She's rough.
She?
No. Yeah. No. I don't think so. I don't know. I wouldn't pay that much attention, so maybe. I don't know. But yeah, she was like, no, you're allowed two in at this time. I'm like, these places just make the rules up as they go along.
That's exactly what they do.
Just like, exactly make it up to suit them. So anyway.
Why do you think I left? I've had enough.
Fuck off.
Had enough.
20 hours isn't good enough for you. You need to do 60.
Need to do 60. Need to stay out of the house because I don't like my missus. Or the kids.
No.
Fuck's sake.
So you were paid by the hour then?
No. Salary.
Okay.
That is upsetting. That is upsetting.
Not really.
Of course it is.
Why is it?
Of course it is.
Why is it?
It's a state of mind, Matt, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's good.
I'm not bothered.
It fucking is upsetting.
It's not.
It is.
Saving me a fortune.
But it's taking hours off you.
Yeah, but he's getting paid more than what he was getting paid before.
Getting paid same.
No, he's getting paid more.
I thought you're getting paid same, you're just making up the difference because you're not paying for
it. It's not much more, but it is more.
Nah.
He's getting paid more. He's getting paid more and his outgoings are... Oh, you're saving like 300 quid a month in fuel?
Yeah. No, well, I'm not saving 300 quid a month
or
in fuel.
Or you're not spending.
Using the car. I'm not spending £300 a month on fuel.
Yeah. For me, it's just personal time you're losing.
Yeah, and that's fair play.
He's already said he doesn't like his kids or his missus, so
yeah, but he does really.
Well, I do really, but otherwise I wouldn't be there. But
why are you shaking your head when you said you do? Mixed messages.
Shut the fuck up, will you, Brown?
What do you mean yes or no or no or yes? Does yes mean no and no mean yes? Yes. Why are we playing that game now?
We're playing that game. Upside down game.
Are we playing it?
No, what I'm trying to say is...
Yes, what you're trying to say or no.
It's a state of mind, Matt, isn't it?
What I'm trying to say is your work is convenient for you because it is only 7 minutes away. I was fucking half an hour, 40 minutes in the car every morning, every afternoon.
Yeah, which I get, honestly.
Yeah.
You are closer to home, but you're spending more time at work. I know it's the driving that to and from which were costing money, but you're spending more time away anyway.
I was essentially paying to go to work, and that's not how work should be, should it? I know there's... I'm going to work,
you're not
going to
fucking teleport, my friend.
No, exactly. There's going to be a commute, but I'm all about reducing that commute.
Yeah, but
is it reducing your carbon footprint? Was that important to you?
To me,
I'd rather pay for easy life, which is essentially what you would have been doing.
Yeah,
I mean, your life. It's your choice. If you're happy, even if this place moved to fucking Worksop, I'd still do it because I know I'd only be doing fucking 30 hours a week.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
We won't be doing 30 hours this week.
I just get a 1.2 fucking car. Yeah. Might be because I've got a day off.
Oh.
So I might be. But even doing 1, 2 or 3 down there, it's only 10 hours in it. So what's that? 30 hours plus 2 loads.
You get to spend it in your lovely new big comfy lorry.
Yeah. At least you've got a new lorry.
I have got a new lorry.
A pop de ping in it.
It's got fucking everything in it. It's not just got a pop de ping.
It's got a telly in it, hasn't it?
Has it got coffee maker in it?
Coffee maker.
Coffee maker.
It's a percolator.
Ah.
So to be fair, I tend to use it just for hot water.
I don't mind a percolated coffee. They just taste sweaty after a while. You've got to drink it fresh. You've got to drink it as soon as it's percolated.
Oh, do you?
if you leave it in, it just like, it's like getting tea out of a tea urn or out of a flask.
Oh, okay.
Tastes not off, but
sweaty,
bitter.
Yeah,
it feels bitter.
Yeah.
Do you know what they're supposed to, you're supposed to put in bitter coffee?
Salt.
Salt.
It takes the bitterness off.
Really?
It's an American thing.
What? No way. Really? Is that where you see it as well?
Fuck's sake.
I've stopped listening to his videos because
I fucking love him.
Done all right for his son, innit?
Yeah, done all right for himself.
Gotta be.
But yeah, a bit of salt.
I've not tried it because I don't buy bitter coffee.
No.
But if I do find myself with a bitter coffee, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I don't mean a little bitter coffee. I mean a bitter coffee.
So when you're drinking coffee and you think, oh, it's a bit burnt, a bit bitter.
Stick a bit of salt in it.
Bit of salt.
It's something that Americans put salt in the coffee instead of sugar. It's something that they do as fucking standard.
You can see the logic in it though, can't you?
To take the bitterness off.
Yeah.
But to me,
because salt is a flavour enhancer, isn't it?
Yeah, I love salt on my food.
Yeah.
Fucking, I can.
You don't want to drink it though.
No, but if I'm drinking a coffee, if it's bitter, it don't really bother me because that's what I find coffee is.
Yeah.
I like coffee for how it is. Like at that moment, I've started getting headaches again.
Oh God, here he goes.
Are you drinking too much coffee?
Yeah. You do your period or something?
Must be due my period. Yeah. It's I must be drinking too much coffee, so I've knocked caffeine.
Have you gone decaf coffee?
I've gone decaf. Which I know never sounds weird.
Decaf coffee
because there's no point in it, but
yeah. it does taste just the same though.
But the caffeine,
if you get the right one.
Caffeine never used to keep me awake, it never used to give me energy or out.
That's the ADHD.
Must be. So all with this decaf, it's exactly the same. I like the taste of coffee. I'm not bothered about caffeine. Yeah.
You don't drink tea, do you?
No. Can't drink tea. It tastes like
I really ass. Love like cups tea. Of tea.
I like a
really
cup of
nice
tea.
Cup of tea.
Tastes cup of like tea ass. And a biscuit. Oh my God.
Coffee and biscuit, my friend.
Did you say
coffee and a bourbon?
Did you say ah biscuit? Ah,
ah
yes, as in singular.
I was being modest.
Ah, box of biscuits.
Yeah.
Ah, full packet of biscuits. Ah, yeah. Pallet of biscuits.
Pallet. Hey, let's just have a word from a sponsor, shall
we? Let's do this.
Because the sponsors help us out, and without the sponsors, we've not got sponsors.
No sponsors.
So let's have a sponsor.
Shut that fucking dog up.
So, AutoGems. With years of experience in the industry, AutoGems has built a solid reputation for providing customers with the finest car washing products in the UK. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart from anyone else. And I tell you what, they are
really good, aren't they?
When they first started, they sent us all sample packs, didn't they? So we gave them a bit of a mention then, and
yeah.
I've used all mine since. But they are fucking great.
Yeah, I got mine from Joshua. What's the bits that he didn't use? I didn't get a full one to send, but the bits that I have used, the smaller bottles, fucking ace.
You've got to get on it. You've just got to go on the website auto-gems.co.uk and
hyphen.
Yeah, the stuff is fucking out of this world.
It is really good. I like that.
They're my new fave.
They're my new after my snow foam.
They've got a really good detailing set. I've seen it with all the sets.
They've got all the sets.
All the stuff.
Everything you need. Everything.
There's more things you.
Fucking right good.
Very
so
good,
nice.
Michael.
So nice.
Personal recommendation. Do they need to do a chrome cleaner for all truck tanks?
Yeah,
and then
well, even though it is car stuff, you can use it on your truck. Obviously, they don't do a chrome thing, but get it bought. Get it in your truck. Get interior cleaner, you smellers.
Yeah, you brown. Buy some, put it in your lorry.
So I can make it all nice and shiny.
And you. In fact, both of you.
Why don't you shut up?
Well sorted. Scrubbers. Get it done.
Anyway, yeah, so autogems.co.uk. Get on it. Get it bought. We'll see thee. Oh, we're back in the room.
Back in the room.
Oh, how are we doing?
Get you send some of them nice smellies for inside your car or your truck.
Oh, I like a smelly.
Yeah, you do
yes,
like
I
a smelly.
Yes, I do. I do like smellies,
Is it
actually.
Windy over in Rainbow Corner today, Matthew?
I don't know. Where's Liam?
Oh, I don't know.
Nah, then. All right. Less of the gayism.
Gayism.
And I did just fart.
You did trump.
But no one heard me.
No, you mentioned
it.
No, it happened. You brought it into the
pond. I hope it don't look like someone's emptied a bottle of mayonnaise into your pants.
Oh, jeez.
How would that happen?
Oh, dear.
Hey?
Why would that happen?
All the...
Oh, don't.
Male juices.
Oh, my
oozing
God.
Oozing formula.
Fucking disgusting bastard. That's just a fantasy. Of yours?
Yes, it is.
About I mean, no, gumbags.
Gumbag.
Fucking hell, Brown. You just told me off and then you joined in.
Calling me a cumbag.
That's my pet name for you.
Call me a spunk Bowser.
He prefers the term spunk sock, actually.
Oh, crusty sock.
Crusty sock.
Crusty sock.
Oh, Lordy. Troubles are gone. I don't even know what words go in that song.
I don't even know what the song is.
It's fucking Moby or something, isn't it?
Moby.
Hey, do you know when your computer breaks or something computerized or whatever and you go turn it off and turn it back on again?
Yes.
Did you know that that theory works with trailers?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
I do now as well.
Because they've got a little ECU on them, haven't they?
No, I didn't mean that. I mean
that's like... That's the
reset. I had an air leak the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so somebody had to wait hours for somebody to come out. Fix the airline. Air leak. Turned out it was an air leak on the rear steer on the trailer.
All right, okay.
So what they did is they turned the rear steer off because you can isolate it. Yeah. Sometimes you might not want it to steer.
Yeah.
And then when they turned it back on again, the leak had cured itself.
Mm. Was it just a stuck valve or something? Needed forcing the other way.
Yeah.
Turns out. I suppose though, you leave the steer on all the time, don't you?
Yeah, because we do a lot of extended work,
I always used to run around.
And it's a 45-foot trailer, so it's a little bit longer than most. It helps. Mm. But yeah, so he literally just turned it off and turned it back on again.
Well.
And if I'd have known that, I could have saved 4 hours of my life.
Four hours?
Yeah, they didn't come out straight away.
So did he just walk up to it, go,
tss, tss. Well, he got underneath
try
it.
Try that, mate.
Anyway.
He got underneath it, and he was like, all right. So the air... Because the air leak was so loud, you couldn't really identify where it was from. Yeah. And obviously you've got brakes and suspension and the
rear steer. Down a bit.
Yeah, it was just pissing out. Yeah. It sounded like there was an Olima tyre. The air was coming out of that aggressively. So he crawled underneath it, went, right, it's on your rear steer. Turned it off, and it went and it stopped. It went, right, so that was supposed to happen because that means it's...
Closing.
Between this bit and this bit, so that's where the leak is. He says, oh, I can bypass that if you want. I'm like, oh, I don't really want you to be... doing that because I need to use it all the time. Oh no, you'll still be able to use it and turn it on and off and stuff. I'm like, well, how are you bypassing it then?
What were we bypassing then?
I don't understand. And then he turned it back on and there was no leak and he was like, oh okay, and then he
on your way, so then he
had a look at all the other valves, went, yeah, they're all fine,
yeah,
turn it on and off again. And
is a rear steer thing on a chamber, is it?
I don't know, it's got like a I don't know.
I had a brake chamber go on me.
But he just turned it off and back on again.
In Birmingham, of all places.
Birmingham.
I had an airbag go once on an old trailer. Scary, that, isn't it? Hooked up to it, and it was all flat. It was sat on its arse. There was no air in any of the airbags. Pumped all the airbags up, and it just kept pumping it up. The valve to shut off once it was full.
Yeah.
Can't have been working properly, and he just inflated it until it exploded. Shit myself.
Yeah, they go your eight bang, don't they?
And it was surrounded by warehouses and buildings. And
echoes
just reverberated off everything. And
I know we've had blowouts like you had yours on A1.
Fucking hell!
But have you had one at? Have you had one at slow speed?
No.
When there's fucking people about.
I had a spring go on my car.
I've seen it when it's blown car. Windows out.
Fucking hell, I had it. You did what?
I had a spring go on my car, and that sounds like fucking someone's letting a gun off.
When I was driving concrete mixers, I was going onto site, and I had a blowout. My tyre must have just caught a bit of rough fucking hardcore.
Boom.
And there were fucking people working at side of me, and it were like I'd gone over a fucking landmine.
IED.
They hit the fucking deck. It was so loud. Like, even because I'm in window down, my ears were fucking buzzing with it. It was that fucking loud with my driver's wheel as well. Yeah. Fuck me, the go with a bang.
PTSD come back.
I'll tell you what I saw on Wheatley Hill Road one time. You see them dickhead cranes, you know him that drove into me? Them type of cranes.
Big lumbering
one of them,
things, aren't they?
They have three-piece fucking split rims, don't they?
They do, yes.
Seen one of them tyres blow on Wheatley Hill Road. Fuck. We have a van at side of it. And it went into the side of the fucking van.
Jesus.
Split rim. Made a right
fucking
mess.
What, just force
it
out?
Yeah. Made a right dint inside that van. Fucking rate bang as well.
But the side wall of the tyre must be about a foot.
Fucking
yeah, just imagine.
If I know, it must be about 2 foot.
I think they have like the old like fucking 200 PSI as well.
Yeah, it blew up split ringing up, and it all went into fucking side of van.
Jeez. It's not even the amount of pressure that's in there. It's the volume of air escaping so fast.
Boom,
bang,
rapido.
Rapido.
I had a tie go on a trailer. That tonight it was a brand new tire, but it was a remould. And it
did it delaminate?
It'd only been on half an hour.
Yeah,
I picked this trailer up. The tyre had just been put on it, and I drove it, I don't know, 10, 15.
Is that when you was at Seaver?
Yeah, I was at Seaver. Picked a trailer up from British Gypsum, and theirs is
British Gypsum,
which is at Kirby Thor.
Yeah,
which is on 66, isn't it?
Yeah,
I picked it up from there. Yeah, I was heading towards Penrith.
He knows Appleby.
I was heading towards Penrith,
to be sure.
And it was so I'd gone from, you know, the right down near the M6, actually, one of the lay-bys down there.
I don't know
right
what you mean.
There's a castle, isn't there? Is that Appleby
Bowers
Castle?
Bowers Castle.
Bowers
or Brough.
On one side, yeah, is it Brough? On one side there's like a rugby pitch and
the
a
speedy bit, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can get up to like 90 mile an hour.
No, not that bit.
No, oh, no. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's Bowers.
It's quite near Penrith. Bowers. That bit. Right. And on one side there's a castle, like an old like remains of a thing. And then on the other side there's like, I'm sure it's a rugby pitch or football pitches and stuff. And there's some laybys there. Uh-huh. It was just before there, and the tire blew out, and I pulled over. I shit myself because I had sunroof open.
Did you poop your pants?
Yeah, it went out loud. And when I looked at it, I'm like, rang them up. I'm like, it's the one you've just fixed as well.
Fuck yeah.
You think you want to get your money back on that one?
Scary stuff. It's like my old boss, he used to buy tyres from wherever and get them. One of the blokes in the yard had fucking soldering iron and regroovery type thing and just used to fucking regroover. Sketchy as fuck. There'd be remolds as well, so they'd already been stuck around and then he's carving this new fucking tread out. Fucking right.
Whiskey.
Penny pincher.
Whiskey.
It's not as whiskey as the bank robber without. Fucking hell, that is whiskey.
So whiskey.
So, talking of accidents out on road and blowouts and what have you. Do you think there should be like some kind of remedial training for these cunt car drivers? I know we're car drivers as 10, but
I've always said that there should be an extra section.
I know this has got no to do with blowouts, but
no, it doesn't have
moving
to
on
to do with blowouts. But I reckon there's always been a bit missing on the driving instruction or the test part of car driving.
Well, the fact that you can pass your test at 17 and then you could drive for
till you're
70
plus
70 years and have no
follow-up
training.
I just think that young drivers especially should be made more aware of larger vehicles on the road. I think everybody should be more aware.
Thing is, your passage, like you were saying, pass your test at 17 and then you can drive forever and ever and ever. No more training like us.
We're constantly being updated.
Every 5 years we've got to do as CPC, so we're constantly getting training. We're constantly doing reverse manoeuvre training and bollocks like that, which is increasing our professionalism, and it's something that we have to do. But car drivers just fucking drive, and we're always the cunts on the road, but we're not. Mm.
Some people you see driving, and the standards that they have, you just wonder, did they ever actually pass?
It's the roundabout undertakers that fucking grind on me.
Gotta get in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely grind on me.
Because you know what you can do.
No.
And you're just not fast enough to...
It's not even that. Like, you wouldn't want to put yourself in that position where you're trying to beat somebody.
I fucking do.
Yeah, but, I mean, ultimately, there's only going to be one loser, isn't there? If you two collide, you're the one that's going to be down a shit street.
Yeah, but he's going to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to lose at the time.
His life.
He may have lost the battle, but he will not win the war, Matthew.
Probably would, though, because we'd get sacked as well.
Just not indicating does my head in.
Yeah, not indicating.
I'm trying to get out and around about.
Bad lane discipline.
Like, fucking indicate.
Bad lane discipline, especially in a fucking car as well. Like, do you really need to swing that fucking articulated Citroen C3 round the corner so badly?
It fucking winds me up. It's chronic, that.
Why?
Fuck's
Why
sake.
Do it?
Idiots.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But I believe that there should be more. You know, the fetch the sat-nav thing into the driving test, there should be a section.
What do you mean by that?
You know, they do like an independent drive using a sat-nav.
Yeah, you've got to follow the route on sat-nav.
You've got to follow the route on the sat-nav without any instruction from the examiner.
What?
Why is it classed
stupid,
as a fault?
Isn't it?
Yeah, mental.
Why don't they just say, right, we're now on this road, and I want you to take us to
Asda.
This place. See those things at the side of the road? I think they're called road signs. You know, like with words on them. Like
yeah, but people don't use them anymore, do they?
I don't use them now, Brown.
What? So they don't even encourage them to use them on a test?
Of course they do. But
are you taking the piss? But
no, I'm not taking the piss.
They actually use a sat nav.
They actually use a sat nav, yeah. They've got to do an independent drive following the directions of the little box on the window. That it's. I think it's to do with the distraction thing, you know, because they've got to be
that's fried my
seen
brain,
to
that
be
has.
Able to follow that instruction, because everybody's stupid and nobody can get to where they need to be without
following. I'm not stupid.
No, I know. That's what I'm getting at, Matthew.
I don't see the benefit of doing that. Anybody can look at a screen on a phone and follow that.
You think that?
Most cars now have got screens on the dash.
Lorraine,
with the
Lorraine
car
had a football match
you
with
think
Acacia
that? He's
in
talking
ticket.
About Lorraine now. No. Come on, fucking hell.
They road signs, that's what they're there for.
She had a football match in Tickle with Acacia and ended up in fucking Barnsley.
I swear that's
easy
a
mistake.
Joke.
Following her sat-nav.
Easy mistake. I mean, they are very, very, not very close.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did she put the wrong postcode in?
She must have done.
I don't know.
Does she have a phone on upside down?
She must have done. I don't think you can get wrong with a DN postcode and a. I don't know what Barnsley is. Is it an S?
It's probably an S.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know what Barnsley postcode.
It'll be an S70 something, about many Barnsley's. Possibly.
I don't know.
She's just daft and potty, her.
Absolutely.
She is daft and potty.
Oh, I know my way to Kill. Off you pop then, duck.
She ran away to Tankersley.
Could have been.
Yeah, she got
a. Or Tint Whistle.
Yeah.
Went over to Tint Whistle.
Yeah.
I mean,
sounds
Manchester.
Like Tickle, doesn't it?
Yeah. She's daft and potty, that.
And they're all walking around with their arms swinging and saying, mad for it. What's going on?
I don't know.
Buzzing.
I don't know. So what's your opinion on it then, Matthew? What's your opinion on car drivers?
I just think, because we're all car drivers the same, but we're not cunts. I just think that car drivers are cunts.
Yeah. It's a bit difficult, though, isn't it, about... How do you manage it? How do you police it? How do you enforce, you know, like the time and the expense of people having to take time out of their life to go and have this extra training or whatever? Yeah. You can see why
it's very
not
difficult for them. It's
going
to be very difficult for them to regulate into.
Because it's not a profession, is it?
Yeah.
Driving a car is a leisurable thing. It's not a profession. No. But understand, we have to do it because it's a profession.
Yeah.
I find it a bit silly. Not silly, but... It's hard to believe that there isn't an end point on your license. You know, like after a certain point, you have to at least prove that you're fit and capable of driving.
You can have it revoked for medical reason, but that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's normally because you've done something's happened, and then they go,
"You
really shouldn't be driving.
You've only got 3% vision in one eye."
Yeah, and you're just wiped out of. I don't know.
Just bust up full of kids.
I know.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But if. That's relying on an intervention, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a difference between people that drive cars and people that ride motorbikes as well, I believe.
And people that ride bicycles.
Yeah, bicycles, because in
them
like,
types of cunts.
A motorbike is an advanced road user, aren't they? We've just had a guy start with us, never driven an HGV before in his life.
Heavy goods vehicle.
Yeah, this is bloody vehicle.
Get in the heavy goods vehicle.
Never driven a HGV in his life. He decided end of last year that he wanted to. Passed his test in December, and he started with us a week ago.
Yeah, you see, that's crazy. We've
that
was
the one I saw driving your old lorry. There were two guys in it.
Yeah.
So was he out with somebody?
He was out with somebody else. Yeah.
I gave him away. Thought it was you.
car to class one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car to class one.
It for some people. Like, we personally know people that have done it, and they're good at what they do. They've got their head screwed on, but that's a dangerous manoeuvre for a lot of people.
Me and him really went into it about the car to class one, because he was like, I personally don't agree with it. He says, because you could have somebody that's passed their test, 2 years later, decided that they want to drive a truck. They've got no road sense, road knowledge or anything like that. They've got no sense of direction. He says, and then all of a sudden they're in charge of a 44 tonner.
But they've had to pass all the tests and stuff, so...
Yeah, they have had to pass all the tests and stuff, but you don't get taught to drive when you pass your test. You get taught to pass the test.
Pass the test is just it's just an answer.
True story.
Yeah, it is.
Your theory is not general knowledge, but common driver knowledge, isn't it?
What happens if your truck sets on fire and you're in a tunnel? you fucking get out and run.
Run
out. Run, what you do.
Run somewhere, grab some petrol and throw it on it to put it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you can't get petrol, get diesel.
Yeah, because it sticks and burns it'll a bit longer.
Soak it up. Yeah. Soak it up.
Yeah.
So he's good advice. So Steve, the guy that I'm talking about, he's a motorcyclist, and you could tell that he was a more spatially aware driver than somebody that has just passed their HGV. He drove absolutely seamlessly. I was actually very impressed about his ability, and he took on board what I was telling him as well, because there was a couple of places he went to.
You were
very awkward.
Teaching him. No, you know, like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. I weren't teaching him. He got sent out of me for the day because we had a couple of awkward deliveries.
Oh, right, cool.
So I was like, seeing as we've got all these awkward deliveries, you can drive.
Yeah.
But he took on board what I was telling him.
A motorcyclist is an extra addition on your license, isn't it? It's a bit more better.
But as a motorcyclist, you tend to drive for other people as well.
Well, there's a big part of your riding your bike is self-preservation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keeping yourself out of
eyes all over the place, knowing what's around
you.
You
have to think for other people, otherwise you're going to get wiped
and
out.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
He's a better driver for that.
Definitely.
He's not just gone car class one.
No, so car class one, crazy. But if you've got your motorbike, you're a bit more spatially aware, you know.
Yeah.
I find it a bit mad that they've binned off the get your class two, then class one.
Yeah. That were perfect.
I cut my teeth in a 7.5 tonner, and I would advise anybody that wants to drive a truck, go and do a bit of home delivery before you want to go and drive.
All that fucking about on narrow roads.
Exactly.
Negotiating parked cars and mirrors on cars.
It is absolutely wealth of knowledge.
I can remember when I first passed my class two, and my first job was doing home delivery for Currys, I think it was.
Yeah.
Delivering fridges and washing machines and shit like that. And just the whole negotiating little terrace streets and stuff. Yeah. And I can remember it took ages for me to get my head around the width of the...
Uh-huh.
And do you know when you're seeing a gap and you're thinking, I don't know if I can fit.
Yeah.
I could, but I just didn't have the
confidence.
But then
in 6 months you're going through it at 30 mile an hour.
Oh, they're only mirrors, aren't they? Should be folded in.
Yeah, experience. If you like going from car to 7.5 ton, it's a bit bigger.
Yeah.
To class two, bigger. Building up, but car to class one, I find crazy.
Yeah,
unless you've got your head screwed on.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Which we know people that have.
We know people that haven't as well.
But once you get chucked in the deep end, you have to step up, don't you? And you have to like learn quickly, and you know.
But that's often where it goes wrong, isn't it? Because if you get chucked in the deep end, you just like sink or swim.
What if you can't swim?
Yeah. Mm. If you're not swimming, then you're fucked it, aren't you?
You're gonna
either wipe something or someone out.
You'd hope that you'd only been asked to do things that you're actually capable of doing, and take this, it's longer, it's wider and heavier. You'll be fine.
It's
all that reversing that's gonna catch them out.
Oh yeah,
gave out some good advice the other day.
Yeah,
the other week you guys, didn't you?
Yeah, tell you what I found. We used to have a caravan like yourself. I don't mean because you're a gypsy. I mean you've got a caravan.
All right, Matt.
All right, but I could not for toffee back that
comes around far too fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, back it onto one of fucking camping bays. Mm. I just couldn't do it.
You know, the smallest thing I've had to reverse is a 40-foot trailer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Honestly,
get
a trailer.
Really bad.
Get a little trailer on your car, and you will struggle.
Yeah,
like
I think I will as
it's
well.
It's horrendous. You make yourself look a right cunt. I do.
The weirdest one was a 40-foot trailer with only two axles, and that didn't turn anywhere near. It didn't pivot like a three.
I saw a fucking 40. I think it was.
Did I say two wheels? I meant two axles.
Yeah. I saw a 40-foot trailer the other day that was double decked with a single axle.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be only good to be like 30 tonnes.
I think the rear
like
axle must pivot.
Delivers feathers.
It was a bed shop that was on the side of it. I can't remember which bed shop, but it was a bed shop.
Bed fillings.
Yeah.
Feathers.
Just glider engines, I think.
Dream.
But the shorter the trailer, the harder it... Oh, it changes, isn't it?
Well, the wheels seem to be really, really far back as well. You know, like where your back axle would be.
Yeah.
They seem to be like all the way that far back.
Oh, like you see them little Tesco wagons, Urbans, don't you?
Yeah.
With it's like two half a
trailer,
isn't
it? 25-foot trailer on
I won't like that.
No.
Because that's only to me getting like a little fucking car trailer, which I can't fucking remember as a car trailer.
But the length for them is like the size of a Class 2, like yeah, an 18-tonner or something.
You may as well just put it on a rigid.
Bizarre, isn't it?
I think like they can just carry a little bit more.
It's like a wagon and drag, but with a totally different pivot point.
Yeah.
Which
I'd love to have a go. Yeah. Just a bit of time, just to have a mess about and stuff. And just
feel like you're driving. In drag.
No. Feel like you're driving a rate good fucking remote control car. Spinning it round.
You ever played GTA and tried to reverse the trailers on that?
Yeah.
You won't, have you, Matt?
Well, I have. I've got GTA, I don't know which one is it, 5?
Have you got GTA 6 yet?
No.
Why it's not out yet, you nana.
Shut up, dickhead.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck's sake.
Not out yet. I've got the latest GTA. All right, actually.
The one that came out 10 years ago.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
I don't know.
Still a great game,
out.
Though. Still a great game. If you get a chance, have a go on the Arctics with a trailer on and see if you can reverse it around the corner. I bet you can't.
I bet I can't.
No,
I know. Can't reverse mine around corner. I can.
Do it under blind.
Saying that, when on this Wales job I went to the other week, you had to. Steve's like, oh, so you just blindside it in. I fucking blindside it in. So I fucking
Steve's
did.
Not fucking blindsiding it in anywhere, is he?
Well, I just followed his tracks. And my front wheels then...
Is it true that he made it a bit wider anyway? So
yeah, it does make places wider for you. But it were the fucking most awkward. It was like an S-bend to get it round. And front wheels kept... You know them curbs that are not flat curbs? They're like fucking 45-degree curbs.
You kept scrubbing up against that, didn't
you? But it weren't going anywhere then. Oh, do you know what I mean? It weren't
getting wedged.
Yeah, it was just wedging. So
you can't get up them, can you?
No. So I must have done. There's no wrong with shunting. I must have done about 10 shunts.
Don't be a cunt. Have a shunt.
Yeah, and took Josh's advice from the other week, taking as much room as you can forward, and I managed to get a nice line.
Did you go forward and all
Steve
the way
ended
out.
Up in fucking ditch just about.
Of course he did.
And I were perfect against curb.
Off roader Steve.
One of the worst things you can do is think. No, I'll get it in.
Keep going.
By keep going backwards.
Yeah, I did that and then bumped into a fucking trailer in the yard.
Yeah, just go forward and just... You just have to start again, don't you?
No. At Jacqueline's.
Did you?
Yeah. Then I grassed myself home.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Unlike someone we know who bumped into a trailer in the yard and didn't say anything to anyone.
Very naughty. It's very naughty. Yeah. But yeah, it was. To be fair, it was quite late on. It was dark. I couldn't see fuck all.
Get out and look.
I did. I got out and looked.
After you did.
And I did that.
Yeah, I bit it.
I got out and looked, and I thought, yeah, I should be able to get into there. It's just the bay was too narrow.
I don't like narrow bays.
It was very narrow. It was literally just a truck width. So
you gotta
be, like,
but you can't get
dead straight.
Wind your handles down. No, wind your leg down.
It's a pain in the ass. Real pain in the butt.
You shouldn't be using your ass. You use your arms. It would be a pain if you stuck that handle up your bum.
Yeah.
Fucking the fairly fat.
Twerk round in circles to get it
lifted. Yeah, you ain't doing it. It's not happening. You don't stick it up your bum. You do it with your hands.
Do it with your hands. Not bare hands, though.
No, because you've only got two. You've not got bare hands, bro. Loads of hands.
On my grizzly hands.
Hey, Matt, have you pressed record?
Oh, fuck.
Fucking
yeah,
hell, Matthew.
Of course I have. We did that all the way. Were you using it?
It weren't me. But I was chuckling away to myself when I found out.
10 minutes in, we forgot to click record.
You bloody Philly Billy.
Arthur Thiller.
Philly Billy, yeah.
And then I think we clicked record, and then I think we got a gremlin in system, which missed off at fucking audio as well.
Did it?
Fucking
sometimes it can be a bit funky, can't it?
It's because the recording systems we're using is an old fucking... It's not an old, but it is old.
Are you still using 8 tracks?
Four tracks. Those two reels that go
reel to reel.
Yeah. Reel to reel. Remember that song? Jazz, come on. Good song. I'll play it for you a bit. Reel to reel.
Reel to reel.
Reel to. I can't play it over here, obviously, because we'll get fucking sued.
Get bananaed. Cancelled.
I'll play it for you in a bit. Do not talk about bananas.
Oh, fuck. I'll just give Springy a boner on her.
He's just got a massive boner.
What's his latest one?
What?
A courgette or a cucumber or something?
I don't know.
He was like, oh, it's got loads of fucking hydrating properties, is that?
cucumber has, but you wouldn't be able to.
I was like, Liam,
you'd have to core it out big time,
yourself,
wouldn't
you? Man. Gets an auger bit in there.
Go on, Bram.
No, I don't know.
Molested a vegetable, he might have done.
Fruit.
His time. Oh, fruit. Sorry, yeah, fruit, not vegetables.
Well, yeah, an onion as well. Is an onion a vegetable or what? Or is it?
Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit?
It's a fruit because it's got seeds.
Okay. What about banana?
It's got seeds.
Is it a vegetable?
I think a banana is technically a herb, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I got told. Banana's a herb.
Something like that.
Really?
I think so.
Everything has seeds. It's
clearly a fruit in the way that people
have seeds. Has an onion got a seed? No. An onion is the seed.
Yeah. So it's still got a seed.
An onion is a root vegetable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it like an onion?
Where did the first one come from, though?
Well, it grows in the ground,
isn't it? I don't know.
To make all these new ones.
Like fucking...
Like potatoes, where did the first one come from?
I don't know.
Because you need seed potatoes. What if they didn't have a seed potato?
No, a potato, it's any is the seed.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What if they didn't have a seed potato?
A seed potato.
I don't understand where the first potato came from, then.
Yeah. What came first, chicken or the egg?
Yeah. Well.
But why?
Because! Idiot.
Fuck's
you can't call me that.
You said the joke wrong.
Yeah, I know I have said the joke wrong.
Don't ask me.
Was that a joke?
No, it weren't, Matt.
Almost as good as Josh's fucking helicoter joke.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Or something like that.
Because. Anyway, I thought that was good, that. The helicopter joke. Because it got his red lights on.
It weren't a joke.
But it was your lot's reaction. He was like, "Oh yeah, nice one." And he was like, "Yeah, but it's got his red lights on."
He thought it was going to be hilarious, and your lot, and then you just overshadowed it with talk of extractor fans. Yeah.
Nice one, Josh.
That was funny.
Are we all right here?
Are we all right?
Yeah. I'm going to get onto his Patreon list.
Get the Patreon list read
Let's
out.
Let's have a mention of the patrons. If you want to be a patron, you get Patreon benefits, don't you?
You do.
You get discount in our merch store. You get 10% and 20%. You get entered into the monthly giveaway draw where you can win clobber. And if we've got out knocking about, we can chuck them in. Like, we've got loads of fucking crisps. If you want a bag of crisps, I suppose we can chuck a bag of crisps into the giveaway.
It's easy, the random peasy. Bag.
Yeah.
A few bags. Why not? There's bags all art joint.
Why not?
So you can join us Patreon, which gets you access onto our Discord, where it is a plethora of fucking sick shit and decent shit.
Some very good stuff in there.
It's
and
just
I, and I know
chats,
I say it every
it?
Time, I'm terrible at keeping up with it, but when I do flick through the videos and pictures, it's fucking wicked. Some of the stuff that goes through there is weird and wonderful at the same time.
Yeah, but you don't have to... The weird stuff can just be ignored if you're not into that sort of stuff.
I'm into the weird stuff.
But they're like the general... channel where we just chat and you're like, oh, this is what I'm up to today, and look what I saw earlier, and then there's the shits and giggles.
There's a couple of things that I don't. They've still got new like sports, all the sports.
Yeah, I don't do the sports.
Gaming chat. I don't.
Boats and hoes.
I mean, sports is basically just them talking about Super Bowl, isn't it? Because that's all it's building up to.
Super Bowl.
I couldn't tell you last time I opened sports.
No, I'm not really. I've got nothing to really contribute to that conversation.
No. Not sporty, me.
No, you don't look it.
No.
I don't know, you like a bit of shooting, don't you?
Yeah.
Sport.
I like darts now.
You bang into it.
Yeah.
You've got a really big right hand. Right arm, sorry.
Fucking hand, not your Ray hand. Clements.
Not your hand.
I'm getting onto the Patreon list.
Shoulder looks
we've
like
had, we've
out,
had some so. New patrons, haven't we, which I did speak about last week.
We have. Thank you very much, guys. We love you all.
It's awesome that people are still joining.
The list is getting bigger and bigger, and it's worrying me that it's going to take too long to talk about in future, and I don't know how we're going to combat
it. Do it all in one breath.
Fuck off. Can't do alphabet in one breath.
Go on, big breath in.
I need to zoom in.
I don't know why I breathed in with you then.
Well, I did as well. I held my breath. It's like when you see people who go underwater in a film or something, you find yourself holding your breath with them and like...
Panicking on the sofa because they've not come up yet.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Luke Chapman. Gobble Job. Chris Ragg.
Jamie Thirlwell, Miller, Ian Croucher, Anand Dacos, Keegs, Lab, Ian Helliwell, Benjamin Abrahams, Dan Chandler, Thomas Hoyland, Pete Wilson, Kerry Oxley, Lozart, Kurt Mayle, Kieran Haynes, Matthew Frosdick, Trucker Sheamus, Matt Herman, Rob Sindel, Brian, Christopher Senior, Mr. Rob, Spike, Lenny, Ashley Crowan, Tim Hampson, Sue, Dan Tweedale, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Liam Spring, Dave Sheldon, Michael Isles, Beth Chamberlain, Tony Bridgen. I can't do it. So I did a good bit there.
You did a good bit.
Andy Bignett, Ashley Edwards, Andy McClellan. I nearly got to end.
You did.
Andy McClellan, Dan Taylor, Ben Travers, Paul Scotty Traves. B, Traves, that's what I said, and Chris Allardyce. Whoop, whoop.
Dicey's recovery.
Dicey recovery.
Yeah.
Dicey.
Dicey. I've got a funny story about Andy Bignett. So
has he got a big knee?
No. I was on Facebook, he'd posted something on the Facebook JTA page, and I was trying to nosy who he was to try, because I'm always trying to figure out who people are.
Nosy bastard.
And I accidentally sent him a friend request, and because I didn't want to look like a weirdo sending him a friend request, I cancelled it. But then he screenshotted my friend request to him and posted it on his Facebook and tagged me somehow. And he was like, oh, look, cancelled friend request. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Made me sound look like a right dick. And then I messaged him afterwards. I was like, I didn't actually mean to click the button. I will be your friend on Facebook. It's not a problem.
But
I didn't want to look like a weirdo snooping through your profile.
What a fucking nosy cunt.
I know, I'm a nosy bastard.
Liking random pictures.
Yeah. Like someone's picture from like 2008 or something.
Bikini shot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, looking good, hon.
DM me, hon.
DM me, hon.
So, yeah, join us, Patreon, and you can have your name called out too.
Yeah. Also, get yourself over to Pucker Ledges
and get 15% off
using the code word
JTA Pod.
Boom. Good lad is Charlie.
Oh, he looked after us, and he will look after you with our code.
Yeah, he will.
Also, get in his merch store. We've got hats in there again. That is restocked.
T-shirts, hoodies.
I think the new hoodie design's on there now.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it the one that you are currently sporting?
Yeah, we'll get a picture of this up.
Looks
beautiful. But I think a picture of this were up last week.
Oh, yeah. It went on Patreon. No, so it went on Discord.
Not review the Great Sex Pest wearing it. Look at me, Matthew.
I think you put it on Discord, didn't you?
It will be on Discord, but we need it on other things as well.
Yes.
Because it's a front design, which is new to us. Because we're all back designs. This is a front design with a just fucking about
t-shirt
motif. Is that what you say? Motif.
Yeah, I like it.
Motif.
I like it.
It's the just effing about hoodie.
It says just trucking.
And then you put TR over the F.
Just see what you did there.
I like it.
And the O is our badge too. Did you ever notice that?
It's our logo.
I didn't notice.
Did I ever notice it?
Might notice it because he made it.
Oh, did you? I never noticed it until now. Not
gonna
lie.
Logo.
Oh dear.
Aren't we all right here, guys?
Yeah.
Who needs a wee?
I do.
I need a wee.
I do as well.
On that bombshell.
Can we all wee together?
We're crossing swords.
That's not the sort of
there, isn't it?
Hashtag JTA tip touch that we're really promoting, is it?
No, we can do it. We can take a picture of it and put it on Discord.
For a drippy tip touch.
JTA's wet tip touch.
Ooh.
That is really unappealing, guys.
As long as your foreskin don't go inside my foreskin.
Oh, that's like a video on Discord. Have you seen that one?
No.
Get on Discord.
Babe docking.
Oh, dear.
Fuck, it's horrendous. Anyway, we'll see there. Next time.
And on that unsavoury note. Goodbye.
Dick away.